W228 EP Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. Let's go courtside for a preview of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
And this is where the party is at tonight in the Chippewa Valley. And live from Altoona High School, it's Eau Claire area boys basketball. This evening, the Altoona Railroaders take on the Prescott Cardinals in a Middle Borders Conference matchup. I'm Scott Montesano, so excited to have you along this evening as Altoona looks to keep a positive trend going while at the same time knock off one of the co-leaders of the conference in Prescott. Altoona comes into this game having lost a tight one at Osceola on Friday night, 59-56. That snapped a four-game winning streak for Altoona, but overall they've been playing better, especially on defense. We talked to Paul Heinrichs about that earlier this year and just a couple of weeks ago, that being the key for Altoona. They're going to score their points, Will Altoona. What had been holding them back, what had been grabbing at the back of their shorts and keeping them from moving forward was their defense, and they've begun to tighten that up over the last few games, and that has made a big difference for Altoona. Again, offense, rarely an issue for Altoona, and we'll see if they can hold back this Prescott team, if Altoona can hold their opponents like anybody in the 50s, in the 40s, you've got a much better chance of winning, though Altoona is capable of winning a higher scoring game if necessary. Altoona has been playing well at home. Another thing to keep in mind, they're only 4-3 at home, but they have won their last four here at Altoona High School. Meanwhile, Prescott, one of the co-leaders of the conference, along with Osceola, they're led by Dallas Wallen, who averages a double-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds. It doesn't matter what level it is, from the NBA down to a bunch of fourth graders that are playing on Saturday mornings, you average a double-double. That is impressive. And you got to remember, at the high school level, yeah, you sometimes have the one or two big scorers on a team. They get fed the ball, but you don't have that much time either in the games. The games are limited time-wise, and the scoring isn't quite as high. So very impressive what Dallas Wallen is doing, averaging a double-double. Head coach for Prescott, Nick Johnson, over 250 wins, part of what has been a very strong program for Prescott. They are routinely towards the top of the Middle Border Conference. Altoona has lost each of the five meetings the schools have had since Altoona entered this conference a couple of years ago. That includes a tight game back in December. Prescott got a 69-65 win back in December. Altoona's leading scorer, Keaton Camistral, who just recently surpassed 1,000 points in his career, he was limited to just 10 points in that game. A tough shooting day for Camistral when these teams met back in December. A key for Altoona tonight, obviously, would be to get Keaton Camistral his usual 18-24 points in the game. Prescott, by the way, was led by Kobe Russell, who had 18, and, of course, Dallas Wallen, who had 17. You're going to hear me mention the Wallen name a lot tonight. Dallas Wallen, he's a lot like Matt Damon. He shows up in everything. So that's going to be one of those things, and I'm sure that for Altoona, if they're going to win tonight, you know Wallen's going to get his. You just want to make sure nobody else goes off on you, in order for you to make sure you get the win. Hey, I did mention that Prescott has won all of the meetings since these two programs became conference foes a couple of years ago, though Altoona did have success against Prescott when Altoona was in the Clover Belt and would regularly play Prescott in non-conference games. That includes a win that they had back in December of 2020. So it's Altoona coming into this game at 8-8 overall, 5-5 in the conference, middle tier in the middle border against a Prescott team, 12-5 overall, but 8-1 in the conference, tied for first. We'll step aside when we come back. We'll continue to preview this game. We'll have the starting lineups and the tip-off. This is Altoona Railroaders basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Altoona Railroaders trying to take down the number one team in the Middle Border Conference. Prescott, Altoona at home, where they've had a lot of success in the last few weeks. They'll try to keep that going here tonight. One more break. When we return, we'll have the start of this one. Altoona and Prescott tonight. Altoona Railroaders trying for the upset on Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. It's time for tonight's starting lineups and tip-off. Back to the court and Scott Montesano.
Thank you. It's Scott Montesano back with you from Altoona High School. Altoona against Prescott tonight. Let's get to tonight's starting lineups. First for Prescott, Nick Johnson in his 13th season as the head coach, more than 250 wins in his career. They are 12-5 overall, 8-1 in the conference. They'll start a 6'1 sophomore, Kobe Russell, a 5'8 senior, Ian Leisk. Then the big guy, a 6'6 senior in Dallas Wallen, who again is averaging a double-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds. 5'10 junior, Barrett Temmers, and a 6'2 senior, Mason Schomer. Russell, Leeks, and Wallen, Temmers, and Schomer. By the way, for the Altoona Railroaders, before they begin the game, a brief ceremony at midcourt honoring Keenan Camistral, the stellar senior for them. Camistral recently eclipsed 1,000 points in his illustrious high school basketball career, so they were out there with a banner to honor Keaton Camistral, and he's blushing like a strawberry picked off the vine in the middle of July. But heck of an accomplishment for him, and no doubt family and friends here today snapping lots of photos on their cell phones. Well, the Altoona lineup will go like this. They'll have the 6-foot freshman Grayson Becker, who has really been coming on for Altoona this year. A 6'1 junior in Miles Sinep. The 6'2 senior Keenan Camistral, who's averaging 22.5 points per game. 6-foot freshman Owen Gunderson, and a 6'3 senior AJ Lemberg. That's the thing for Altoona. They'll have Becker, Sinep, Camistral, Gunderson, and Lemberg. They have been throwing out there the freshmen throughout the course of this season, and you never want to keep thinking of the following year, especially for your seniors, because this is it for them, whether there's college or not. This is it for their high school career. It's kind of disingenuous to keep just always thinking of next season, like it's automatically going to be better. But when this season does end for Paul Henricks in his fifth season, the cupboard isn't going to be bare. He's not going to be starting completely over. Well, Prescott in this first half will go from right to left. Altoona from left to right across your listening device today, whether it's on 93.5 or at echometownradio.com. Prescott in the black tops and shorts trimmed in red. Altoona's got the white tops and the white bottoms trimmed in black and red. A.J. Lemberg, the senior, will take the tip for Altoona. He wins the tap, and we're underway on this Tuesday night. Hard to believe we're just 2 days away from February. Then you're really thinking playoffs. Up top, here's Lemberg. High out right, Sinet. Left-hand dribble, pulls up at the free throw line, tries to punish his way down low. They'll kick it back outside Camistral, but right on top of him is Kobe Russell. Camistral drives right on in. 5-foot leaner, off the back heel, no. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Prescott ball. Camistral, again, was limited to just 10 points when these teams met in December, and Prescott won a tidy one that night. Leisik with it for Prescott in the backcourt. It's Altoona with a soft full-court press, but they'll pull back. Ball thrown ahead to Mason Schomer. Now out between the wheels to Temmers. Demers with it. High out right for Russell. Trying to drive on in. Here's Monteith with it, and Monteith will score with the right hand. A guy we don't see out there for Prescott is Wallen, actually. He was listed on my starters. As there's a three ball from the right side by A.J. Lemberg. And Lemberg gets Altoona the 3-2 lead. A little more than a minute into this one. So Monteith, the sophomore, is out there instead for Prescott. Not Wallen at the moment. That'd be a big deal if he's not playing. Temmers, left side, spits it into the left corner. Got it to Monteith. Back outside to Russell. The sophomore. Just pass high out of the left for Monteith. Now to the left sideline. Here's Schomers, takes a three. That horseshoe's out, no. Ball knocked around, saved along the baseline by Hibbard for Altoona. Up the floor here for Sinet. Sinet up top for Lemberg. A.J. Lemberg pulls up left side of the lane. Couple minutes into this one, Altoona has the 3-2 lead. Defense is greatly improved for Altoona, but they still need to score. Deep three right side by Camistral. No, long rebound out of the free throw line. Off hands collected by Mason Schomer for Prescott. Up the floor to Temmers. Temmers will curl with the ball at the free throw line. Extended three ball from the left side. No by Lisick. Rebound the free throw line. Spits off of hands and gobbled up by Camistral. Left wing. Here's Gunderson, the freshman, for three. Bottoms. All in. Gunderson buries the three, and Altoona leads 6-2. Gunderson averaging just shy of 9 points a game in his freshman year. He's automatic at the free throw line, by the way. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Prescott the other way. A moving screen on Schomer of Prescott. So Altoona will get the ball back here. Ball will be thrown in from the far sideline right in front of the Altoona students, who are decked out today in white tops, sort of a whiteout, but quarter of the students opposite of us didn't quite get the memo. Camistral for three, right wing, is off the front rim. No, but he got fouled beyond the arc and is going to go to the line where he'll shoot three. So he'll go to the line. Oh, no, they're going to say he was not in the act of shooting. He got fouled before the shot. So they'll just throw the ball in. But yeah, no Dallas Wallen out there for Prescott. Obviously, we didn't talk to Nick Johnson, their head coach, before the game, but that is a big development. Wild runner underneath, won't go for Altoona. Offensive rebound by Hibbert. He can't get his shot to fall, though, off the glass. So a pair of misses close by Sinet and by Hibbert, and Prescott the ball down by four, 3 minutes into this game. Up top, here's Schomer. Again, but Prescott right now without Wallen, a double-double player. Long three right side, no, but an offensive rebound by Kobe Russell, and he lays it in off the window with the right hand. Kobe Russell, the 6'1 sophomore, averaging 7 points a game, puts one back in for Altoona. Gunderson, left-hand dribble, splits into the lane, off the glass. It went in, but wave it off. He was fouled on the floor. They don't give him the shot. That'll be already the third foul on Prescott, first personal on Barrett Temmers. Prescott's last game, by the way, was last Tuesday. Wallen had a huge night. He had 36 points and 16 rebounds in a win against St. Croix Central. Well, foul call. No, a 5 second violation on Altoona. Altoona didn't get the inbounds in time, so the ball turned back over to Prescott. Prescott the ball. Altoona leads by two early in the first half. Three right corner is good for Prescott's Max Monte. Monte hits the three, the sophomore averaging more than 7 points a game. And Altoona's back, Prescott back in front, 7-6. Camistral in the coffin corner. Dribbles out of it to the lane. Ball pops out of his hands into the air. He got whacked on the wrist by Russell. That'll be already the fourth foul on Prescott. And they're actually going to get Barrett Temmers, who is there on the foul. That's Temmers' second already. Kyle Kogan, a senior, will check in for the junior Barrett Temmers. Groundhog Day on Thursday, everybody. Excuse to pull out the old Bill Murray movie, but also just the realization that we're only a couple weeks away from the postseason now. Games definitely have a little bit more of an immediate validation to them. Ball thrown underneath the Hibbert. Hibbert from the left block, too strong off the window, and the rebound by Schomer of Prescott. Schomer gets the ball back left side of the lane for Prescott. He'll hand it off to Leask. High out right for Kobe Russell. And he'll dribble a couple times with the left hand. Steps into a three. Front rim, back rim, no. And the rebound by Hunter Hibbert. The junior seeing a little more run for Altoona today. Gunderson smoothly slides into the lane, but the left-hand shot goes off the side of the rim. No good. Ball back to Prescott. Russell drives in off the glass. No. Ball loose along the baseline, and we're going to get goes out of bounds. It'll be Prescott ball. Ball went out of bounds across the baseline into the hands of A.J. Lemberg of Altoona, but Lemberg was already standing out of bounds, having been hustling and going out of bounds. So he got the ball. He was standing 2 feet out of bounds. Right corner three by Leeks. Off the mark for Prescott. Offensive rebound by the long-haired Kyle Coogan. Coogan with hair down to his shoulders. Dribbles out beyond the arc and gives the ball to Russell. Prescott ball. They lead by one. 13 minutes left in the first half. Top of the key, Leeks. Overhead pass. Left side to Monteith, who's got 4 points already. Ball knocked away from him to the Altoona bench. Down and to our left from our vantage point, it'll stay. Prescott ball. Very nice crowd. Probably about 100 or so students opposite of us in the bleachers. Well, let me take that back. You got high school students, but looks like a lot of middle school and even elementary students here. And then the whole side below where you and I sit is shoulder to shoulder in the bleachers. They probably have 800 to 1,000 people for this big one here today. 5 foot leaner in the lane, too strong by Kobe Russell as it goes off the glass, off the back rim. Rebound back to Altoona. Lemberg pulls up the free throw line and hands it over to Owen Gunderson. And Gunderson will dribble out to midcourt with Kobe Russell following him. Or I should say Kyle Coogan following him for Prescott. Now here's Camistral, between the leg dribble up top, but Russell doesn't give him any room. High out left, a three on the way, off the mark by Lemberg. Lemberg, though, got knocked down as he took the shot. I don't think they're going to give him the shots, though. Again, this officiating crew is not giving the shots. That whistle came long after that. Well, long after he was in the act of shooting, but again, they don't give the shots. It's a non-shooting foul. Still the fifth foul on Prescott, second personal on Mason Schomer. That's the second, if not third, time I've thought they were going to give Altoona shots on a foul. Altoona ball down by a point, 12 minutes to play in the first half. Right corner three off the back heel by Miles Sineddon and a defensive rebound by Colgan for Prescott. Prescott ball leading by a point. Prescott won a nail biter when these teams met back in December. Colgan drives in, hair flying, throws it off the window. It hangs on the rim and then tantalizingly falls off, no good. Sinet bulldozes his way underneath, puts up his shot, goes in, wave it off though. They're going to call him for traveling. He tucked the ball underneath his arm as though he was trying to go through the right guard and gain a couple of yards for first down, and the officials called it. Again, what we've already seen in the first 8.5 minutes here is this three-man officiating crew has called 50-50 plays that have gone one way. Easily I've seen that call right there not get called a travel by other crews, just like the same thing with the fouls I was saying earlier. There's nothing really this crew's doing wrong. It's just that other crews would see it a different way. Colgan for three, right wing. Halfway in, it pops out. Offensive rebound by Leeks for Prescott. Then he got shoved from behind. That'll be a foul on Altoona. Altoona's first as a team and the first personal on the senior, Ryan Stanilowski, who's seen time. Off the inbounds, Russell leaking down the right side of the lane, puts it up, no. Got his own ball back, though, but he steps on the baseline out of bounds. And Altoona the basketball down by a point. Hey folks, check out our full sports schedule by visiting the echometownradio.com website. Links to not only upcoming games, but also audio and video highlights of previous games. Altoona basketball in the lane. The ball raked out of the hands of Lemberg. Altoona gets it back. Left wing three off the mark by Miles Sinet. And a rebound to Prescott. Prescott ball leading by a point. 10:45 to play in the first half. Right corner three for Prescott. No by Teddy Burnett. Offensive rebound, no, to Colgan. But as he tries to throw it back outside, it's picked off by Gunderson. Gunderson runs the floor, 2-on-2. Gunderson takes it himself off the back heel. It falls off the front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Altoona at the free throw line. Sinet stops, pops, buries the jumper. Miles Sinet hits the jumper, and Altoona leapfrogs back in front. 8-7. Altoona already has more wins this year than they had in each of the last 2 years. They've got 8 wins. They had 7 each of the last 2 years. They've been much more feisty in the Middle Border Conference as well in this their third year in this conference. Russell from the left block puts it up and in over A.J. Lember. Russell's got 4 points for Prescott, and Prescott now is back in front. Left-hand dribble by Lemberg up top. Throws into the left corner to Sinet. Outside, Gunderson. Right side, Lemberg curls into the lane, then throws it left side. Sinet for three. Bottoms! Miles Sinet hits the three for Altoona, and Altoona leads 11-9. Leaks for Prescott, hustles along the baseline, saves it on a lead feed, but he saves it into an Altoona player, and Altoona has the ball coming down to our right. Altoona trying to add to an 11-9 lead. Right side, Lemberg leaves it off to the right wing for Camistral. Camistral still looking for his first points today as Russell guarding him closely. Camistral, 10-foot jumper from the left side of the lane. Oh, off the glass, halfway down, spits out no good. Rebound Prescott, and time called as Nick Johnson wants to burn a timeout for Prescott. Prescott will talk it over. We'll step aside with him. 8:56 to play in the first half. Altoona leads 11-9. This is Altoona High School Basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Our coverage of high school basketball continues on Thursday night. We'll have Eau Claire North at home against Menominee in boys basketball. North versus Menominee in boys basketball on Thursday. Coverage begins at 7 right here with Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5. 8:56 to go in the opening half here. Altoona at home trying to take down the Middle Border Conference leaders in Prescott. Altoona leads 11-9. It'll be Prescott ball to throw it in. Prescott does not have Dallas Wallen, the senior, who averages a double-double tonight. Obviously a big story in this one. Prescott's last game was last Tuesday, a game in which Wallen had 36 points and 16 rebounds. Prescott ball, they break a full-court press from Altoona. Altoona leads by two. Left side, Leakes throws it up top for Monteith. Back to Leakes, who has it at the left side. Altoona's defense, much improved in the month of January. Makes a big difference why they've been playing better basketball. Russell at the left block, draws a double team, feeds a bounce pass across the lane to Teddy Burnick, and Burnick lays it in. So Russell right there was like a flower in the middle of a meadow. He drew all of the bees towards him. That left the guy open, and he found him. Altoona basketball in a game that's now tied at 11. 8 minutes to play in the opening half. Camistral for three, top of the key, bottoms! Keaton Camistral gives Altoona the three-point lead. Before the game, they honored him for his 1,000th point that he picked up last week in a game. One of the best three-point shooters as well in the school's history. Now, Prescott ball down by three. Right sideline, Burnick. Little skip pass here to Kogan at the left side, drives into the lane, puts it off the glass. Nope, but he got fouled, and Kyle Kogan, the senior, averaging 6 points a game to the line. They're going to get Sanilowski on the foul. That'll be his first, team second. Imagine this, by the way, a big night here in Altoona, part of what's been a busy last couple of weeks for the Altoona student body. They are holding a canned food drive, but kind of a fun competition amongst all of the athletic teams. The athletic teams have been collecting food over the last week or so for the Feed My People Food Bank as Kogan makes both free throws. But what they're going to do after the game tonight, all that food's going to be turned in. And then in the next day or so, using the scales that the wrestling program has, they're going to see which of the athletic teams here in Altoona was able to collect the most amount of food, as a spinning move in the lane for Miles Sinet leads to him laying in a two-point shot off the glass. Altoona leads 16-13, 7 minutes to play in the first half. Barrett Temmers runs the lane for Prescott. No, too strong. Offensive rebound by Russell. His putback pitter-patters off the lane. Along the baseline, for a moment, Caden Radcliffe had it for Altoona, but his toe was on the line. And the ball will go back to Prescott. But kind of a fun thing they've done there with Altoona. It's not just the food drive, which is important enough, but you create a competition. You get the competitive juices going. That always brings out even more of a why to do it. Prescott misses a three ball from the left corner by Temmers. Rebound Prescott. Rebound Altoona, I should say, coming down to our right. Right side, Gunderson, left-hand dribble into the lane, throws it outside to Camistral. Top of the key, here's Radcliffe. Radcliffe dribbles inside the free throw line, then throws it back outside again. Altoona massaging, looking for an opening. They get it to Radcliffe, a three ball right wing off the side of the rim, and the ball will careen out of bounds back to Prescott. So Prescott ball. Altoona leads 16-13, 6:29 to play in the first half. Nice crowd on a temperate evening in western Wisconsin. Prescott breaks the full court press, pulling up the free throw line, leaks outside Kogan for three, got it. Kyle Kogan hits the three, and Prescott's tied the game at 16-all. Good turnout of supporters coming over from Prescott, which is not necessarily an easy, you know, hour and 15-minute drive, especially on a Tuesday night. Altoona ball, game tied at 16-all, 6 minutes left in the first half. Radcliffe throws it to Camistral at the free throw line, bulldozes his way underneath, off the window, he scores. Keaton Camistral was not going to be denied. Oh, like a cat ripping the mouse away from the milk. So it's Prescott ball down by two. Left side, here's Temmers. Temmers takes a contested three and got it to go. Took it right in the face of Caden Radcliffe. So Barrett Temmers hits the three for Prescott. And Prescott's back in front 19-18. 5:20 to go in the opening half. Back and forth these teams go, poking each other in the chest, if you will. Sinet from the left wing. Skip pass to Camistral right side. They'll throw it into the corner now. Now back outside. Here's Sinet, top of the key, 4-3. Two strongs. He lined it off the back rim. Rebound to Prescott. Ball yo-yoed up the floor by Monteith. Slows down at the right wing. Spits it to Temmers. Left side, 4-3. He got it to go. Barrett Temmers hits a three. And Prescott's opened up a four-point lead at 22-18. Paul Henricks looked down at him, the head coach for Altoona. I think he thought about a timeout, but he just rubs his chin as Altoona the other way. A three from the right corner by Sinet. He was open, but he cannot hit the three. Hits off the rim, goes high in the air, and goes over the backboard out of bounds. And Prescott will get the ball back, trying to add to a four-point lead, which is their largest of the game. Again, they break the full court press. Leaks runs the floor. Got it to the left block for Mason Schomer, but he's unable to score and may have been partially blocked from behind by Levi Day. Altoona down to our right, down by four. Gunderson out between the wheels. Chest pass to the left side to Lemberg. Away from the play, though, an offensive foul called on Altoona. Levi Day is going to be dinged for his first, team's third. 4:16 left in the first half. Prescott leads by 4, 22-18. Monteith to the midcourt straight, got double teamed, tried to throw it ahead and went off the inside of the right thigh of Keaton Camistral. Nice save if this were to be soccer, but nay-nay there. On the inbound, stolen away by Altoona. They got to Camistral, who's running the floor, but he's fouled from behind. He'll go to the line to shoot two. The inbounds was picked off by the freshman Owen Gunderson in midcourt. He got it ahead to the senior Camistral, who got whacked by Barrett Temmers, who already picks up his third foul of the game. And Camistral to the line to shoot two. And the first one, ooh, that one was three quarters of the way in before the basket elf decided to reject it out. Now your own home four, that spinner supposed to slide on through. Next shot by Camistral. Got that one to go, nothing but net. Camistral's got 6 points in the game now. It's a three-point lead for Prescott, and now Altoona before the inbounds is going to call timeout as Paul Heinrichs wants to talk over the defense. 4:05 to play in the first half. Prescott leads 22-19. Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The Altoona Railroaders trailing Prescott 22-19 with 4:05 left in the first half here in Altoona. Full court press from Altoona on Prescott. Ball thrown in, knocked around, and Altoona steals it away at midcourt. Gunderson has it right wing, top of the key, an open three by Lemberg off the left side of the rim. Ball will kick into the corner, tracked down by Leakes for Prescott. He's caught in the corner, spits it ahead. Ball picked off, though, in the offensive third by Altoona. The Camistral, left side of the line, guarded by Leakes. Camistral to Gunderson, high out of the left. Chest pass to the right wing to Lemberg. Back up top, Camistral for three. Comes up short, hits the front rim. And the rebound to Monteith, who seals off the possession. Prescott ball, Kogan has it top of the key. Left side, Monteith, left-hand dribble. Tried to penetrate in, but throws it back out. Here's Kogan up top. That mop of hair diggling and dangling as he tries to drive. Then throws it into the left corner. A three by Monteith. No, high rebound off the trampoline for it is Hunter Hibbard for Altoona. Altoona ball down by three. 3 minutes left in the first half. Camistral tucks it underneath his arm, drives the lane. No, the putback, that won't go. A third opportunity, this time by Levi Day, scores. Camistral couldn't get a couple to go there, but there was Levi Day on the offensive rebound. Eventually, he was able to score, and it's a one-point lead for Prescott at 22-21. Those offensive rebounds keep giving you an opportunity. It's like an eraser on your pencil. You want to be using a pencil, not a pen. You don't want it to be permanent. If you mess up, you want the opportunity to hit the delete button. And when you get those offensive rebounds, that's your opportunity to revise, to edit. And for a defensive team, it's a missed opportunity to close the book. Prescott ball with 2:35 to play in the first half. They lead by a point. High out right, Mason Schomer. Got it to the right sideline for Ian Leakes. Leakes pulls up, takes a three at the top of the key. Off the back rim, it goes up into the air, hits off of one of the cablings that helps to hold the basket in place. So that is out of bounds. And the ball back to Altoona as they try to reclaim the lead here. The biggest lead in this game was a four-point lead for Prescott. That's it, as both these teams have remained shoulder to shoulder, hip to hip with each other, like a mom and her son walking through a crowded airport. Sinet, high out left for Altoona. Got it to the top of the key for Lemberg. Lemberg can't penetrate, though, walled off by Schomer. Then Lemberg gets it back at the baseline. Jump shot, no. Offensive rebound, though, by Sinet, and the putback is in. Miles Sinet's up the nine, and Altoona leads by a point at 23-22. A minute 45 to go in the first half. Kogan, left sideline. Pump fakes, now takes the three. That horseshoe's out, no. Offensive rebound, Monteith. He dribbles outside for a three right wing. That won't go, and then whistle will stop play. They're gonna get Russell on a push for Prescott going for the rebound. That'll be the seventh foul on Prescott. And that'll bring us the other way, where we'll get a one-and-one situation. For Russell, that's his second personal, and Nick Johnson's Prescott team now has two starters in foul trouble. Temmers has three. Russell has two. And Russell will come out for no doubt the last 90 seconds of this first half. Meanwhile, Hunter Hibbard to the line, shooting a 1-1 with his team leading by a point. Bends the knees, and the first shot on its way. Popped out. Rebound. Dug out by Teddy Burnick of Prescott. Ah, but Prescott throws the ball away. A lead feed up the floor looking for a sprinting Aiden Doro. Is over his head out of bounds, and the ball back to Altoona. So Altoona the basketball, leading by a point. We have just over a minute to play in the first half. Lemberg, runner from the left baseline, and with the right hand, he's able to teardrop that one in. Oh, with the perfect touch, like a pastry chef, putting the frosting on the delicate cupcakes. Lemberg's up to 5 points in the game. Final minute of the first half. Altoona leads by three. Kogan the drive with the left hand. That won't fall. Rebound Altoona. Running up the floor, Lemberg. Lemberg takes on two defenders. Loses balance. Slips down onto his rump. Ball goes out of bounds across the baseline, and it'll be Prescott ball. Well, he looked at the... What happened right there was Lemberg was a hungry man who saw a two-pound burger challenge and said, I can finish that burger, and then realized the eyes were bigger than the stomach. 43 seconds to play in the first half. Three-point lead for Altoona. Daru, right wing for Prescott, got up top to Leakes. Back underneath to Kogan, outside to Monteith. He'll curl into the lane, ball raked out of his hands by Sinet, but they're going to get Sinet on the foul, which will be the team's fourth. Now, again, that's a situation there where I thought, again, they could give the shots. But they say he was on the ground. And the Prescott supporters off to our right are bickering and hollering, but the officials have been consistent all night. They're just not giving shooting fouls, unless it's absolutely obvious. You line up another officiating crew, that's likely two shots, but not from this crew today. Well, Prescott has the ball. Final 25 seconds of the first half. Up top, they left him open. Burnick for three, got it. Kenny Burnick hits the three, game tied at 25. Altoona will come up the floor. They've got time. As Sinet walks the ball across the midcourt stripe, and play will stop anyway. A timeout taken by Paul Henricks. 10.5 to go in the first half. Tied at 25 all. Back with the final possession right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
10.5 to go in the first half. Altoona will throw the ball in momentarily at midcourt. Game tied at 25 all, so Altoona has a great opportunity here to give themselves a gust of wind at the sails. Ball thrown into midcourt and dribbled across midcourt straight by Gunderson. 7-6. Gunderson at the top of the key. Got it to Hibbert underneath. 2-1. Hibbert off the glass, scores. The last second will bleed off the clock. Hunter Hibbert beats the clock. And Altoona will take a 27-25 lead into the dressing room. That was perfectly executed. They dribbled it up the floor with no concern whatsoever. No hurry from Owen Gunderson. He was in firm control there, like a taxi driver driving out of a skid on an icy road. They had firm control of that time. Got it to Hibbert at the high post. To two dribbles to the right block and scored off the window with about a second to go, and then the last second bled off the clock. So Altoona will take a 27-25 lead into the halftime break. We'll come back. We'll update you on what's going on around the entire area with high school basketball, that and much, much more. This is Altoona Railroaders boys basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's halftime update, a recap of the first half, and a look around other area action on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan.
I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify, and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tonight's halftime update. Let's go back to the court and Scott Montesano.
And this is halftime. Altoona against Prescott. We'll get back to the game in just a moment, tell you where we stand and all of that. But an opportunity for us to take a 1,000-foot look at high school basketball in the Eau Claire area as the season begins to make that final turn with February just a couple of days away. We'll begin in the Middle Border Conference on the boys' side, as we've already talked about today. Prescott, along with Osceola, tied for the Middle Border Conference lead at 8-1. Amory's Carter Wolin leads the conference in points per game, averaging 23.6. And as we've already seen today, Prescott's Dallas Wolin, very, very good. He is the league's leading rebounder, averaging more than 10 rebounds per game. Meanwhile, in the Middle Border Conference on the girls' side, Prescott, again, is in front at 8-1. Altoona's been coming on, though. They're in third place at 6-2. Altoona being led by Alyssa Worth with 11.5 points per game. Josie Rondesveld is at 9.2 points per game. And Altoona takes on Prescott in girls basketball on Thursday. Big game for Altoona. Meanwhile, in the Big Rivers Conference on the boys' side, Memorial is out in front at 7-1, but they did lose a tough one at home to River Falls on Friday to keep that race active. And here's the thing, too. We'll have to keep an eye on Cooper Jesperson, Memorial's big scorer. He missed the last 10 minutes of that game on Friday with an injury. Meanwhile, Memorial, though, still 13-4 overall. North, by the way, is 4-4 in the conference. They are 7-8 overall. Big Rivers Conference in the girls' side of things. Memorial, again, is in front. They're 7-1, and the Memorial girls are 16-1 overall. They have begun to, well, if not already, really separate from the rest of the pack in western Wisconsin. North is 3-6, 8-11 overall in girls action. So that's a look at where things stand in high school basketball action around the area. Don't forget, on Thursday, we're back at North, Menominee against North in boys basketball. That is on Thursday right here. Thanks to Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5. Back with the halftime stats and the second half right after this. This is Altoona Railroaders High School Basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Don't go anywhere. The second half of tonight's game is next on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Second half, just about a minute away from getting going. The Altoona Railroaders, who have had, well, they've been on the come for the last few weeks, trying now to take down the number one team in the Middle Border Conference in Prescott. Altoona leads Prescott by a score of 27-25. Big deal, though, in this game is the fact that Prescott is without Dallas Wallen, the standout senior who averages 20 points and 10 rebounds a game. He's not playing in tonight's game. That was a shocker to us. He's not on the bench. Don't know where he might be, but they last played last Tuesday, and he had 36 points in that ball game. So you have no idea. He might be ill or whatever, but clearly a big opportunity for Altoona. But without Dallas Wallen, Prescott still just down by 2 points. Key scores in that first half. Prescott was led by 6 points by Barrett Temmers, but he already has 3 fouls in this game. Kyle Kogan, Max Monteith, and Teddy Burnick all had 5 points. For Altoona, Miles Sinnett with 9 points. Keaton Camistral had 6, and A.J. Lemberg with 5. Biggest lead in that first half was 4. That was it. Prescott had it. Otherwise, these two teams have remained as tightly together as a newlywed couple on their wedding night. Hasn't been a lot of separation. In the second half, it'll be Prescott wearing the black going left to right. Altoona and the Tidy Whiteys, they'll go right to left across your listening device, whether it's on 93.5 or at echometownradio.com. Thanks to the internet, people can be tuned in from anywhere today, even if they so wish in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hey, a shout out to Fredericksburg, Virginia today. It'll be Prescott ball to begin the second half. Ball's thrown in and we're underway in this second half. Altoona nursing the 2-point lead. Up top, there is Schomer for Prescott. Handed it to Leakes. They'll get it over to the left side of Monteith. Fight underneath the Schomer. Pump fake. floats up a shot over Lemberg. It won't go. Rebound Camistral. And Altoona the ball, leading by two. Gunderson darts into the lane. Put up a shot. It got partially blocked as he was going up to take the shot. And the ball back to Prescott. Led ahead here to the right side. Temmers, he takes the three. Got it. Barrett Temmers has 9 points for Prescott. That's in limited action with three fouls in that first half. Prescott in front again at 28-27 early in the second half. Camistral curls in the lane. Spin move. Takes the jumper. No, off the left side of the rim. Up like an eagle. Down like a rat dog was Max Monteith for Prescott. Monteith has it right sideline. Backs his way underneath. Spins around his guy. Leans in with the left hand. No. Long rebound tracked down by Gunderson for Prescott. A three on two. Leads it ahead to Camistral. Takes the three left side. That's too strong. Rebound was in the hands of Sinet for a moment, but it slipped out of his hands there like a wet baby being picked up out of a bath. And the ball back to Prescott. Russell comes in the lane. Fouled on the drive by Hibbard, but they're going to give him the shots. Well, after a first half where the officials were very conservative giving shots on fouls, on this one they're going to give Russell the two shots. First foul by Hibbard, first foul for either side, as Russell's first free throw lines it off the front rim. Hey folks, local podcast made by locals talking about things that matter to those that live in the Chippewa Valley. Check out echometownradio.com for a full selection of great local podcasts. Russell does hit the second free throw. So the lead for Prescott's at two. Altoona ball. Lemberg, left-hand dribble, can't penetrate in. He got walled off by Temmers. Lemberg gets it back, left corner. Just past the top of the key to Sinet. Sinet back to Lemberg, left sideline, takes the three. Lined it off the rim, no. Rebound, loose on the deck. And picked up by Prescott. Prescott ball. Leading by two. Prescott tied for the conference lead with Osceola, but they beat Osceola when those two teams last met. Oddly enough, those teams will end the regular season against each other in what could be a de facto championship game. Altoona trying to prevent consecutive losses after they lost a tight one at Osceola on Friday. Three ball off the mark from the right wing by Monty for Prescott. And Altoona the ball back down by two, opening couple of minutes of the second half. Sinet inside the free throw line. Backs his way down low. Spins. Goes off the window with the right hand, but it was too strong off the glass. And the ball back to Prescott. Left side. There's Schomer taking a three. Bottoms. Mason Schomer's got his first 3 points of the game. And Prescott has opened up a game-high five-point lead at 32-27. Altoona's yet to score in this second half. Ball thrown underneath to Hibbard. Wide open at the right block, but he can't get it to fall. Ball goes out of bounds across the baseline. It'll stay with Altoona. But Hibbard got the ball. He had been left loose at the right block. And he just had a little too much strength on it off the window. Altoona trying to get those first points of this half. And we're going to get a foul on Prescott. Off the inbounds, Hibbard got trucked by Russell inadvertently. But that'll be Kobe Russell's third foul. Again, the ball will be inbounded by Sinet underneath the hoop. They attack down to the left. Sinet looking for Altoona. Got it into Camistral off the left block, and he'll score. Russell had gone for the steal on the inbounds, and once he missed, Camistral had the easy deuce from the block. So Altoona on the board for the first time in the second half. Prescott leads by three. Russell right wing working on Hibbert. Spin move underneath off the glass of the right hand. Hits off the back rim. Front rim won't fall. Rebound to Gunderson, who dribbles away from traffic for Altoona. He's into the front court. Drops to Hibbert. Drives in the lane. Takes contact. Goes off the glass and scores. Hunter Hibbert bounced along the way but stayed on the road. 1 point lead for Prescott. Prescott runs the floor. Underneath, there is Schomer. He got fouled at the right block. Mason Schomer to the line where he'll shoot a pair for Prescott. Second personal foul on Hibbard. Well, our coverage of high school basketball continues on Thursday night. We'll have Eau Claire North versus Menominee in boys basketball. North versus Menominee in boys basketball on Thursday night. Coverage begins at 7 right here with Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.